Good, welcome. I'm afraid you'll have to put up with me in English. And I'll need some feedback whether you actually understand me. If I would be very enlightened, I could just talk into empty space, but I am not that stage. I need feedback to actually verify that we are on the same ship. So I would like you straight away to encourage you to interrupt me if I am not clear, be that because of language or be that because of cognitive incoherence. So I'd like you to ask, and I am not sure whether there are people who do not speak English, so maybe occasionally a little translation is necessary. And I'm sure one of you could help if others can make a sign that they don't understand, rather than just patiently hope it would become clear 6 hours later or so. So please don't hesitate to give a signal that there's something that needs explanation, and we will find out whether we can find a better translation or whether a Kinjano has to think better. Yeah? I would like to start with some sitting. I have lost track of, I think, the program. Good. I expect that a few people will trickle in, so maybe it'd be nicer if those who are here could come up for those who can sneak in to sit at the back, if that's okay with you. Is it okay if I presume that all of you have had long, extensive and deep meditation experience, and I don't need to say anything on that?
Yes.
Thank you. Good. Please make yourself comfortable. I'm standing in for Stephen Fulder today. As you probably have heard, my name is Akinchino. I have a long history with Buddhism, Buddhist teachings. I have familiarized myself initially with the Japanese Zen tradition, and then I have been a monk for many years, with a broad interest in other teachings, but mainly early Buddhism that bases itself on the Pali Suttas, on the teachings of the Buddha. Traditionally, these people are called Theravada Buddhists. I personally don't feel I am a Theravada Buddhist, because what makes Theravada has very little to do with the Buddha, but with things that have happened 900 years later. So also, I'm very informed by Western needs, by people who are not Asian Buddhists. I have lived in Asia for many years, and I have been a teacher with people who are not of Asian origin, and whose psychology is differently textured than maybe native Tibetans or native Thais. So some of my language is very informed by the early teachings of the Buddha, in which I have great faith and which continue to stimulate my interest. And other aspects of the teaching, I find it necessary to translate into a psychological language, because that is what we mostly, when we think about ourselves, we think in psychological terms about ourselves. I'm not trying to sell the Buddha as a therapist. although he was a therapist, but that's not the only thing he was. But it's important to pick up. Before we can move on, we need to be picked up where we are at. And this time, these people seem to think in psychological terms about experience, about self, about relationship, about community. So much to start. One of the key concepts that strikes me as relevant when we meditate, or when we try to take what meditation does with us into our lives, is a concept of presence. How to be present with oneself in any situation. Many little choices already happen there. We decide where our intention goes. We decide, maybe more importantly, where our attention doesn't go. Maybe we don't even decide, we just let the attention go where it habitually goes. Before we can decide, I think it is important that we acknowledge that we have a choice. What aspect of experience we attend to. All meditation teaching, all traditions have understood the crucial role of the body. So, most meditation instructions begin with something called embodiment. We have to become conscious of body aspect in our experience. Not what we think about body, but what the body feels, what the body senses. Let's start. Look what this body holds right now. It holds a particular type of experience. And the first task is to get in touch with the quality of that experience. If you let your awareness gently drop into your organism, gently sink into your organism, breathing, acknowledging the activity of the senses, and then we're looking for a place of balance where it is possible to sense our center, and at the same time the activity of our senses. Is it possible to sit here, let the thoughts be thoughts, let the sounds be sounds, the smells, maybe we have taste of something, an echo of the coffee we just drank. Let all these things be, acknowledge them, and go back to the center. By center, I mean a particular experience that rests on body sensation, something that speaks of weight, of balance, equilibrium, maybe you can imagine the mind like a spider web. Each sense field, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, the mind itself is an object, as the sixth sense. You may imagine the segments of that spider web. And the spider sits in the middle. When something moves in one of the segments of its web, it goes and looks, and then it comes back to the middle. Breathing in, acknowledging activity, acknowledging sensation, acknowledging sound. Breathing out, letting go of these experiences, making ourselves empty, making ourselves free. Going back to the middle, to the empty center. Notice that we can identify this middle with some physical experience. We can maybe sense our pelvis, or we can sense the geometrical center in our body. Maybe it is the breathing movement in our belly. But while there is a physical equivalent for that middle, there is no mental equivalent. The mental space of that middle is empty. It's like a hub. It's empty at the very center. It's beautifully present. It's beautifully alive. It moves. It likes, it dislikes. But we cannot say anything about it. There's something miraculous. Breathing in, acknowledging. Breathing out, letting go. If your mind moves to things present, things past and future, consciously name these things. Make yourself clear that these things are part of the past, or they have not yet happened as part of the future, and you put them down. not because they're wrong or bad, but because they are not relevant right now. To be present with what is right now, we have to leave things behind. Moving out of the shadow of all things we know, looking for the edge, looking for the unknown, looking for the one that is just emerging, that is not yet known. Breathing in, steadying the attention on the movements of breath, wherever you may feel that movement most strongly. I suggest to take the deepest or the lowest point of your movement of breath. Try to see how deep does the breath go. Can I rest my attention in the place where the deepest sensation of this breath goes, somewhere in my belly?
Thank you.
Please stretch your legs and hello to those who have arrived in the meantime. I'll be back in a second.